Good morning, and welcome to Village Baptist Church on this World Communion Sunday. I'm Casey Malatesta, one of the deacons here at Village, and I would like to welcome you this morning, whether you are worshiping with us in person or online. If you are here in person and you're visiting for the first time, we'd ask that you fill out one of these welcome forms in the pew pocket in front of you and just drop it in the box on the right-hand side when you're going out before you leave. Before the announcements this morning, let's take a chance to stand up and greet one another, say hello, and pass the peace to one another. All right. Morning again. We have quite a few announcements this morning. The Outreach Commission is meeting this Thursday at 7 o'clock on Zoom, and I think, did you want to say something about?
Well, I do.
Okay. Go for it.
First of all, this meeting on Thursday is going to be a very important meeting because we have a special presentation that's being made. So if you're on the Outreach Commission, please plan to attend the Zoom meeting on Thursday at 7 o'clock. This other announcement is from the Outreach Commission. On the back table, you'll find these postcards. They say, "Life is tough. All of us need support sometimes." And there's some clip art from different families and our logo on the front of it. And there's a place on the back for you to put somebody's address and name and to write a short message to them. On your way out today, grab one or two of these cards and send them to someone who you feel needs support or encouragement. It could be a parent, a neighbor, a caregiver, a teacher, a coach, or a child, or just anyone that you think needs some words of encouragement. Help us spread God's love in our church, in our community, and in our families. Brighten someone's day with this week with a Village postcard. Thank you.
And if you bring it here, it will say 10 cents on postage. When you mail it for 40 cents?
You can mail it for 40 cents, yes.
Oh.
Thank you. If you look in your bulletin this week, we've got quite a few inserts. The first is we're having a fellowship potluck on October 15th. So if you're interested in coming, you can put your name and how many are attending and what you might be sharing and put that in the box in the back. Then we have a save the date for a trunk or treat, which is coming up on Friday, October 20th, at 7 p.m. with pizza, trunk-or-treating, and bonfire with marshmallows. So adults, start planning your trunks. I could tell you Pinterest has got lots of really cool ideas, so there's no shortage of fun ideas out there for you. So please plan to come and enjoy that time of fellowship. Whether you have children or not, we still would love to have you. You are welcome to come and share in the fun, bring some treats to share. It's always a real good time. We ask that you remember to support the Bowie Pantry with donations of non-perishables. Then the next insert in your bulletin this week is a poinsettia order form. The deadline is October 31st. So please, if you're interested in ordering flowers for the Christmas season. Please be sure you get those orders in as soon as possible. The Pastor Search Committee has started some small group sessions, and the next small group session will be next Sunday after church. And we really encourage you to come, enjoy. We will be providing some lunch, and we just ask that you come and enjoy a time of fellowship together. So far, we have had two of these small groups. One was during Sunday school class last week, and one was during the women's Bible study this past week. And it's been really meaningful to me as a member of the committee to be able to listen to hear your stories and hear what it is that you all are interested in our new pastor. So please come, bring your ideas to share with us. It's really important for the Pastor Search Committee so that we can find out what it is that's important to you. If you can't come next Sunday at 12:30, then we're going to have two Zoom sessions. We'll have one on October 11th at 7 p.m. on Zoom, and one on the 14th at 2 p.m. on Zoom. So we're trying to give as many opportunities as possible, so please plan to come with that. Also, if you are not able to attend and you have not already filled out the Pastor Search survey, please do that. There's an opportunity there as well for you to share some of your thoughts and ideas with us. We are going to ask that you pray for the deacons who were elected last Sunday. They are Judy Dellinger, Kathy Fisher, Ryan Hedgepeth, Kathleen Rowe, Loretta Shipman, Linda Smith, and Joel Smith. And now we're going to have a video from Carmela Jones.
Hello, my name is Carmela Jones, and I am a long-term global servant serving in Budapest, Hungary. My ministry primarily is for children and families with special needs. I serve in a primary school, and I serve in a pediatric hospice.
Prayer for Carmela and her students. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Please join me in the World Communion Sunday Litany. We'll read it responsively. From north and south, from east and west, we come.
God's people call to the table, where simple grace nourishes us.
From down the street to across town, from single households to apartment dwellers.
God's people are called to community, where we live and serve one another.
From every class, every race, every status, from little ones with sippy cups to elders with overflowing hearts, God's people are called to witness to God's hope, to offer peace to a shattered world. Let's stand and sing together. You are in good voice this morning. Praise the Lord. We come now to a time of sharing our blessings and our concerns, and for reasons of privacy, of course, those who are watching virtually, you're going to be muted for a few moments. But I want to invite everybody who is here in the sanctuary, if you have a concern on your heart, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Will you bow with me? Loving God, we acknowledge that sometimes we are unaware of your presence in the world. We ask you to teach us to see you in the sky and the changing seasons, the faces of children. Help us to see you in those who are in need and in those we love. Just help us to come alive with the wonder and the beauty of your world and your presence all around us and within us. We pray, Lord, for those who are troubled in body or mind or spirit, for those who are oppressed, for those who are heavy laden, for all of these who have been named here this morning, all of those that we hold dear in our hearts. We ask a measure of your healing grace for those who are going through difficult times and places, who are recovering from surgeries, who are starting from scratch after natural disasters. Lord, minister by your Spirit and through us to all those that we pray for today. Especially, we pray for the youngest and the most vulnerable one that we have spoken of today. That you would be present in a very real and special way. That you would be with his parents to comfort and to strengthen. Lord, grant them that peace that passes all understanding. We give thanks today, Lord, for our global witnesses as followers of Christ who give the hungry food and the thirsty drink, and welcome the stranger and clothe the naked and care for the sick and visit the prisoner. We give thanks for all those who live lives of love and service and make a difference for good. For all of any faith or no faith who work and pray for the least among us, for the sake of peace and justice, we give thanks. Lord, may we be as one on this day, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body, that the fruit of the Spirit will live in and through all of us. Hear the prayer of every heart, for we offer them in the name and Spirit of our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. time. It is time. It is time. It is time for the children's story. Time for the children's story. Okay, Miss Anita. Any more children out there? Wannabe children? I know. Boy, my knees tell me that. Good morning, boys and girls. Smile, smile. This is a big Sunday for us today. Look what's going on over at the communion table. Come on, take a walk with me. We have what on the table? What do you see?
Breads.
Breads, very good. And my flags, too. You see the great flag? So this is World Communion Sunday. And what we want to do on this Sunday is celebrate with people all around the world that believe in Christ. And one thing Christians do is they have communion. Now, you're going to actually be out of the sanctuary when we do communion. But Pastor Joel is going to use this bread as a symbol of what all the Christians around the world are going to be doing. They're going to be breaking bread, as we call it, and we're going to be sharing that bread amongst all believers in Christ. There's what we call wine in here. It's not wine, but we'll, in the message that he delivers, he says it's bread and wine. And this symbolizes the body of Christ and the blood within Christ. And when you, as a Christian, decide, I want to believe in Christ, you go to the pastor and you say, I want to be a Christian so that I can participate in World Communion Sunday. I can participate in Sunday's communion. We do communion once a month. Some churches do it every Sunday, but a different cadence. A different time, once a month, twice a month, or once a week. So these are different breads, and I'll tell you a little bit about some of them. I haven't memorized all of them, but I know we have a French bread. This is basically an American roll. This is a multi-grain bun, and this is a German bread. We've got pretzel rolls. And on that side, we've got some rye bread, actually some organic wheat bread, ciabatta bread, that's from Italy. And in the back, we have some naan, that's a bread. You know that bread?
Yeah.
Ah.
India.
This gentleman knows this is a bread from India. So yeah, we just thought we'd represent all the breaking of bread, the different types of bread that people around the world may be using today to celebrate World Communion. Now, if you are interested in any of these breads after service, come up and grab one. Okay? So have a seat. But I just wanted to share exactly what's going to be taking place while you're out of service today. But it's important to know that they're not just Christians here in America. They're Christians in the Cameroon, they're Christians in Ireland, they're Christians in Trinidad and Tobago, and they're Christians, in places that you may not think may have Christians, like communist countries like China. They may be underground because they aren't necessarily allowed to share their religion or practice their religion openly. So when you get older and you start participating in communion, breaking of the bread and sharing of the wine, realize you're not alone. There's a lot of people that are enjoying their belief in Christ. So let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you this day for these children and their willingness to participate and learn about things that you want them to be aware of. Help them to develop a faith in you and pronounce that faith openly and practice it freely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone.
The scripture this morning is from 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 26. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Thanks be to God.
For the children, you'll be hearing that scripture in various languages. I will be reading it in French.
Quoi voici la tradition que j'ai reçue du Seigneur et que vous j'ai transmise. Le Seigneur Jésus, dans la nuit que vous livre pour être mis à mort, près de pain. Et après vous, annoncez le prix de reconnaissance, il est la rempart en disant. Ceci est mon corps, et pour vous, faites ceci en souvenir de moi. Mais de même, après le repas, il prit la coupe et dit, cette coupe de la nouvelle alliance sur le la sang. Faites ceci toutes les fois que vous buvez et souvenez de moi. Donc chaque fois que vous mangez de ce pain et que vous buvez de cette coupe, vous annoncez l'amour du Seigneur et ceci jusqu'à son retour.
Good morning. I will be reading in Japanese. To iu no wa anata gata ni mo watashita mono o watashi mo omo kara uketa kara da. Tsumari nushi Iesu wa uragira reta yoru pan o tori kanasha o sasagete kara sore o saete ko iwa reta no de aru. Anata o fok suru kara da. Watashi o shinonde kore o shite kudasai. イエスは夕食の後、同じように灰を取り、こう言われた。この灰は私の血のよる新しい契約である。私を忍んで、これを飲みながら柔らかくしてください。あなたがこのパンを食べ、灰を飲むたびに、あなたは思うが、凍られるまで、主の死を述べ伝えることになるからです。
I'll be reading in Spanish. Porque yo recibí del Señor lo que también os he enseñado, que el Señor Jesús, la noche que fue entregado, tomó pan, y habiendo dado gracias lo partió y dijo, Tomad, comed, esto es mi cuerpo, que por vosotros es partido. Haced esto en memoria de mí. Asimismo, tomó también la copa, después de haber cenado, diciendo, Esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre. Haced esto todas las veces que la beberéis en memoria de mí. Así pues, todas las veces comieréis este pan y beberéis esta copa, la muerte del Señor anunciáis hasta que Él venga.
Good morning, village. I'll be reading from a dialect in Cameroon called Mankon. Manquero ambuambombi na bambuondina. And bunu to even in Junambombi and be a bread. Mbeva mbu ncherambombi nchunja ambamele bon. Trade about land or one quamma. Then an 10 doggo after na boy union nchunja ndole. Achaba won ye fee. Ye burn a sign and a machima. Trade a battle and contamna. Noa, no one quam and contamna. Contamna your burn a bread lay. Noa from door lay. O chonte and no one bomb be to lay ya one.
First Corinthians 11:23-26. The same thing what the Lord did teach me, and the same thing may I teach uno. On the night Judas sell out Jesus, Jesus take the bread, and when him give thanks for it, him broke it and say, "This are my body, will make it up for honor. Eat the bread here and remember me." And just like how him take the bread, when him done eat, him take up the cup and say, "This are my blood, and it are the new promise where God make to honor. Every time I drink wine from the cup here, honor for remember me. Cause still the Lord come back. Every time I eat the bread and drink from the cup, I tell people that Jesus did dead."
I'm grateful for all of our readers this morning. They have helped to deepen our experience of worship, and we thank each one. Please pray with me. Thank you, God, for this time together so that we can learn more about you and about one another and grow in our faith and grow as a community. Be with us as we listen for your word, and may it be your word that is heard and not my own. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen. The observance of the Lord's Supper does not always go smoothly, in my experience anyway. In the church I served in New York State, I was distributing the bread and cup one Sunday morning. We passed out the bread, no problem. I took the top off the trays. There wasn't a single drop of juice in any cup, in any tray. Doesn't always go smoothly, except here at Village. I'm sure nothing like that ever happens at Village. That's what I thought, yeah. You know, in these verses that were read so beautifully this morning, the Apostle Paul is just offering us a brief synopsis about Jesus instituting the supper. And we understand what happens at the table when it unfolds the way it's supposed to. We know what this service is about. We have the language and the symbols. We know about that. We have the juice symbolizing the blood of Christ. We have the bread, the broken body of Christ. We know that this supper is a reminder of the life and death and resurrection of our Lord. And today we gather around the table with brothers and sisters all over the globe. And I just marvel that we can be so different, and yet we all belong to the same God. We're all fed by the same Spirit. We are all worldwide brothers and sisters, no matter how different we may think ourselves to be. And I, for one, am glad that we are different. Aren't you? What an incredibly dull and mundane world this would be if we were all the same. In fact, if we were all exactly alike, what would be the point of having all of us? You have your gifts. I have mine, given for the building up of the body. There is such diversity within the body of Christ. We are black and white, Asian and Hispanic, Jamaican. We speak with many different languages, although some of us have a special language of our own. You know, people in New England, "I'm going to park the car." I have a daughter-in-law. I shouldn't confess this in American Baptist Church. I have a daughter-in-law who's from Mississippi. And one day she asked me for a pen. And I didn't know what kind of pen to get her, so I brought several. And she said, no, not a pen, a pen. Get it? A pen. We're just wonderful diversity among us. It's our differences that make the world such a beautiful place. It's our differences that add such color and hue and texture to the tapestry we're weaving. I think of all the enormous differences we have with people around the world. Those who are being persecuted for their faith. Those who serve on mission fields. Those who have to deal with someone monitoring their worship when they worship. But I don't want to speak just of differences alone. I want us to ask, what is it that we all experience here at the table that unites us with these people that we will probably never see or know, and yet we call them brothers and sisters of ours? What do we have in common? At my former church, I hope I don't utter that sentence too often, but we used to share communion, and after communion, we would gather in a circle. And we made sure that it was an open circle. There was a break in the circle. We didn't want anyone to think it was a closed circle. Everyone was welcome. And we sang one stanza of Blessed Be the Tie That Binds Our Hearts in Christian Love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. That's sung in so many churches. It's a beautiful hymn that recognizes our life together in community. But what is it exactly that binds us? If indeed we are a fellowship of kindred minds like to that above, how is it that we are so bound? I need not recite to you the deep divisions and conflicts that can be found in the church of our day over very critical issues. But you know, I think given all the divisions, all the brokenness, all the hurt, one thing we have in common that we come seeking here today is some hope. Maybe we can find community in this place. Isn't that one thing we share, the hunger for community? Something to break the isolation and the loneliness that so many live with. We long to be connected to someone or something that makes us feel a little less alone. And here at this table, we long to know that we matter, that we are included, that we are welcomed, that we are loved. It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter where we live, because here we find the love of God in Christ, a love that draws us together, a love that holds us together. Years ago, there was a prison colony in Port Arthur. That's an island off the southeast tip of Australia. That prison closed a long time ago, but the prison chapel still stands. And inside that chapel, there are many little cubicles in which convicts were secured singly during worship services. And those separate cubicles prevented inmates from seeing or communicating with one another. And the chaplain who conducted the services there would not have seen a congregation like I do today. He would see 50 or more individual faces peering at him from these cubicles. Now, that may have been a useful way of controlling violent offenders, but in a biblical sense, this was no church at all, because there was no sense of community. The church isn't solitary Christians in their own cubicles. or even in their own countries. It's a fellowship of followers of Christ. This is a place that everyone can come to even when they have no place. We gather, and we know that the Lord is here, and we see the bread and the cup, and it's just bread and juice, and it's not even particularly good bread and juice. But it points to something deeper, something more, the living reality of a God who promised that he would be with us even to the end. And we remember that, and we look around this room, and we look at each other's faces. We see people who have pledged to be there for us. People who have committed to lifting us up and caring for us and loving us when the times are hard. And we know that this is a place where love lives. That's my whole theology of the church right there in seven words. This is a place where love lives. Doesn't matter if we're old or young, black or white, Chinese or Pakistani, Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter what we look like or think like or sound like, what we wear, what we drive, whether we went to college or whether we didn't go to college. We all share that longing, don't we, for community. We all hold that in common. And I'm very conscious on this World Communion Sunday of God's call to make this table larger. It's large now, but the dimensions need to increase so that more and more people can gather around as people of faith. That's what Jesus did, by the way. He enlarged the table by eating with tax collectors, prostitutes, almost everyone and anyone he would eat with. And how sad it is that we continue to struggle with that as people of faith. Even more sad to say, sometimes it is religion itself that can be the very thing that makes the table smaller. I heard of a seminary professor who said some people treat what we do here at the table as a, quote, sacred snack. Just a cute little thing we do once a month that we tack on at the end of the service. And I suspect there's at least a kernel of truth in that we do it so often, sometimes we do it by rote. But I would suggest to you that these are sacred moments, and this is sacred space, and God is calling all of his children to this table, and God is feeding us with love here. This is not just some tack on to the end of the worship. This is not just some ritual we observe. Of all the differences that might be among us, this may be the one thing that we all have most in common. At this table, we give witness that we all belong to God and to one another. And all around the world today, people are doing what we are going to do in a few moments. And there's room for you, and you, Ken, and you, Janet, and you, Anita, and you, Casey. There is room for you, and you, and you, and me, and all of us at this table. I freely confess that World Communion Sunday has always been one of my favorites. I am captivated by the image of men and women and children of every language and every color and every nationality gathering in sacred spaces like this one and sharing bread and cup together. Captivated by the idea of God's people coming together with all of our beautiful differences to lift one another up. A community of faith where we care about one another and we walk together through good days and hard days, and that the church, especially this church, is truly a place where everyone and anyone will feel like they belong and that they're loved. God calls us to the table. There is room for all in this place. For this is a place where love lives. Amen. Let's share the supper together. I invite you to the table this morning. And in well-worn words that have been used for a long, long time, I invite you to come here not because you must, but because you may. I invite you to come not to testify that you are righteous, but that you desire to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. I invite you to come not because you're strong, but because you're weak. Come not because you have any claim on heaven's reward, but because in your frailty and sin you stand in constant need of God's mercy and help. Come not to express an opinion, but to receive a presence and to pray for a spirit. Let us pray together. Loving God, we come to this place with millions of others on this day. People worshiping in great cathedrals and small chapels in large city churches, and in humble homes. We come remembering our Lord Jesus, his life, his teachings, his healing, his death, and his resurrection. God, you know we are still people who are learning how to love. May this supper continue to be our teacher. Help us to see in the breaking of bread your great love for us, to know in the sharing of the cup your tender forgiveness. Open our eyes to see that all people are welcome at this table, for your love reconciles our differences and your mercy celebrates diversity. Bring us together in that love, O God. As we share, refresh our memories, for we pray in Jesus' name, amen. And our Lord, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it, and he blessed it. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, broken for you." Friends, take and eat. And then he took the cup. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shared for the forgiveness of sin. Drink this, all of you." We're going to sing one in remembrance of me. I invite you to stand and sing with us. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ go with you on your journey, wherever he may take you. May he guide you through the wilderness and protect you in the storm. And one day may he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.